They arrive at the outskirts of town at a small village. Police are acting on information provided to them by locals, and they want to move quickly. Open up, he says. Women to one side. And in they go. They're always accompanied by a female officer. Police are looking for anything untoward. In some cases, people don't have ID cards and no registration papers.
Considering the circumstances, we are carrying out orders of our superiors by conducting search and strike operations for the sake of peace and safety. In Hakimabad, we've carried out house-to-house searches and arrested 8 to 10 suspects. People who are not registered, we investigate them at the police station.
People here are poor and there's a transient population. While some officers search homes, others stand guard outside. Authorities here tell us since there's been an increase of attacks against police, they're not taking any chances. These officers, every time they leave their base, have to be armed, move in a convoy, and be ready for any potential attack against them. Police come across a group of brothers without papers or IDs. They're taken away for further questioning.
We appreciate the efforts made by policemen in conducting search operations to find out if any militants or criminals are hiding in our area, keeping in view the new surge of violence in the country.
Back at their base, police show us their equipment. Many of it is old. Some of us buy our own bulletproof vests, says Officer Waqas. This is my personal vest. The Pakistani Taliban say they've carried out over 40 attacks against security personnel in January alone. These men say it's only a matter of time until they're attacked. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Nowshera, Pakistan.